Love is so important. A loving environment. You know, I really, to this day, I can't tell you how blessed I am to know how much love. And let me tell you, because when you get out there and you realize, see, I grew up in a big family. My grandmother had 13 kids and it was always a lot of us. And we just, you know, we just thought everybody's family is like this. Until I met other people who were scarred. You know, my fiance, you know, it's so funny when two people meet in a relationship, you know, everybody has baggage. You know, we all bring baggage to every situation and every relationship. But the good part is that, you know, when you find someone that you think you have something in common with, you recognize the bags. You know, you're like, oh, that's Samsonite, I got that. That's a toiletry bag, you put a toothbrush in there. But when I met my fiance, I had my little travel kit. And he had like U-Hauls. And I was like, whoa! I was like, what goes in there? And you know, and I'm being very, I was very intimidated. And you couldn't have found two people who, you know, were more, we were just incompatible, but there was love. You know, we loved each other. And I was like, why do I love this man who talks? Eh? That's how he talks. He's Jamaican Paco. You know, and I was just like, what is this? But you know, God brought us together and God worked it out. And I'm just, love, I tell you, love is that confidence. Love is what you give your children. Love is what you give. Let me tell you another thing about the Matrix. Going back to the Matrix, is that I was always confused about it. I always thought that, you know, the Matrix was battling the enemy out there. Picking them out. I'm gonna find those enemies. I'm gonna get that enemy. Until I realized that until you conquer the enemy in yourself, you can't deal with anyone. In order to be used by God, you have to really be used. You know, we always want to be used for the glorious jobs. Look, God, put me on the stage in front of the people in the Grammy show with a nice dress on. Let me just praise your name. But that's not being used. Sometimes in order to be used, you also have to be humiliated. You have to be humiliated sometimes. You have to be kicked and beaten. And in that situation, the person who's kicking and beating, he's feeling more pain than you are. You know, love is an incredible thing. And we don't know love like we should. We always talk about, I have unconditional love. Unconditional love is, we don't even know it. Because if a person stops stimulating us, we stop loving them. You're not interesting to talk to anymore. Goodbye. But that real love, that love that sometimes is difficult to have, that's that love. And that's a confidence builder. Thank you. That was very long. I have one little question. Okay. Yes.
You've melded a lot of things in your music, like hip-hop and reggae and R&B. And you put different influences together in ways that are really interesting and new.
Thank
and
you.
It's hard to be new when so much has been said and done in art. And I wanted to know, is that where you think that music and arts too, is that where you think they're going?
I hope so. You know, as far as, I hope so. I hope so. I'm encouraged. You know, I'm very encouraged. I mean, I'll be very honest with you, as a musician today, I'm not in the studio right now, and everybody in my world thinks I'm crazy. What's going on? If you need another album out, you know, the time is running out. You have a window, a certain window to make music. And for a little while, I listened to that. And I was like in the studio working real hard, trying to get it done. And you know, music was created. Definitely music that I think people will appreciate, but it wasn't my best. And it wasn't my best because there was no substance. And there was no substance because there was no experience. I'd gone from the studio to the stage, back into the studio again. And the only reason why The Miseducation was the album it was because of a myriad of experiences that took place before the production part, before the creation. So what I realized is, you know what, I can't create and not live. I can't be in this vacuum of, you know, of creativity without life. So, you know, in hip hop, we're all trying to get to this next level without, as my brethren says, without the next level finding us.